Now that you know us, let us hear from you.
And thank you, listeners.
Where your opinion counts. News Talk 870 KRLA.
One show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is still the greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the fact that we have lived into a time in which the Pledge of Allegiance has become genuinely controversial. There are people who refuse to stand up for it. There are lawsuits to try to get rid of under God. And now there is a new attack. An attack that I had been unaware of by an attorney and activist named Rex Curry, who says that the Pledge of Allegiance ought to be scrapped because it has very clear, unmistakable, and deeply worrisome Nazi associations. If you are one of those folks who is deeply troubled by the Pledge of Allegiance about the idea of little kids in classrooms putting their hands over their hearts and pledging allegiance to our flag and our country, then I am sure you will find much resonance in the message of my guest, Rex Curry. He's based in Tampa, Florida. He is an attorney and an activist, and he's written an interesting piece about the allegedly Nazi associations of the pledge. Mr. Curry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mr. Medved.
Okay, what's the main reason you believe that we need to scrap the pledge?
Most people don't realize that it was the origin of the salute of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and, of course, those were the Nazis, which is another thing people forget, is that the Nazis were the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and that the author, Francis Bellamy, was a National Socialist in the USA, and he created the salute, straight arm salute, as part of the original pledge salute 3 decades before it was the origin of the salute of the National Socialist German Workers Party.
Okay, do you believe by the same logic that we got to get rid of the Star Spangled Banner because Francis Scott Key was a slave owner?
Well, I tell you what, I think they got the pledge completely backwards in that since it was written by a socialist, you've got the individuals, the kids pledging to the government. When wouldn't you think that it would be better if we had the teachers either pledging to allegiance to individual rights for the kids, or government elected officials pledging each morning to protect individual rights while we sat down and they pledged us? That would be much better. It's backwards because it was written by a socialist.
Well, I understand you're not a socialist. Are you? You're a libertarian, are you?
That's correct. And of course, the pledge is very unlibertarian.
Okay, what's unlibertarian about the desire, which obviously Francis Bellamy expressed, and lots of people have expressed, to say that at a time today, just as it was 100 years ago, when you have a lot of immigrants to this country, it is extremely useful, in fact, deeply important, to make sure that those immigrants are Americanized. And one of the ways you do that is trying to get some people to stand up at the beginning of the school day and to acknowledge that wherever you may happen to come from, we are bound together by loyalty to a flag and a country.
Yes. Well, Francis Bellamy was actually trying to un-Americanize them. His philosophy of socialism advocated his own phrase, military socialism. He wanted the government to take over all the schools and get rid of all the better alternatives. He wanted, in quote, his phrase, an industrial army, because he wanted the government to nationalize the entire economy using these government schools, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the industrial army that they would produce.
See, I understand all that, and I thought it was very interesting. I've actually read quite a bit about Francis Bellamy and his cousin Edward Bellamy, who's a big-time socialist author of the book Looking Backward and others. And yes, you're right. These guys were Christian socialists more than 100 years ago, and they weren't great guys, and they had a lot of ideas which I think you and I would agree were deeply suspect and very troubling. But that, it seems to me, doesn't mean that you can't honor the pledge. For instance, one of my favorite movies of all time, in fact, my favorite movie of all time, is called Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It turns out that was written by a guy named Sidney Buckman, who was a member of the American Communist Party.
I don't think anybody would be saying the pledge today, and I don't think it would even exist if the government schools were not lying to kids, teaching propaganda. They never show them historic photos as on my website, rexcurry.net, and they never learned the Nazi salute history of Francis Bellamy and Edward Bellamy, his cousin and cohort.
Well, they don't learn any history of Francis and Edward Bellamy, period. And why should they? These people were marginal figures in American history, were they not?
No, I'd say that Francis Bellamy was our local Lenny Riefenstahl. I would say that they were the first American Nazis. They were the American Hitlers. They influenced all the socialist hellholes on the planet. Edward Bellamy's book was translated into every major language. It was reviewed by Stalin's wife. It included Chinese. It included German.
Given the fact, mass slaughter,
hundreds of millions dying.
Given the fact that school children today don't know the difference between, oh, say, Andrew Jackson and Andrew Johnson, right? Given the fact that school children today couldn't tell you what century Thomas Jefferson lived in or what centuries, given all of that, you really want kids to spend time in school learning about Francis and Edward Bellamy?
Well,
how about Henry George? You want them to focus on Henry George, the single taxer, too?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think real Americans declare their independence. They don't pledge allegiance. It's like the Declaration of Independence. Anybody needs to be pledging allegiance should be government officials pledging to protect individual rights. And, of course, you and I, we don't really pledge allegiance to the government because you and I, we both want tax cuts. We want get rid of the socialistic programs. We want to cut government. We want all the libertarian things. And that, of course, is not what the kids are learning in government.
Okay, but when the kids are learning, you've done a little bit of a sort of a soft shoe here, Mr. Curry, which I don't think is totally fair. You've said that the Pledge of Allegiance is a pledge to the government. It doesn't say that. It never said that in Bellamy's formulation. It says to the Republic. The Republic exists independent of its government, does it not?
When Bellamy wrote the pledge, he was promoting national socialism, industrial army, military socialism. And
you just dodged my question.
Well,
okay, that's not fair. Now, come on, you got to be responsive here, Rex Curry. Listen, the original pledge, the words of the original pledge were, "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands." He doesn't say anywhere anything about the government.
And what does a socialist think when he says exactly what you just said? He means the complete opposite of what you and I mean.
I don't think that's true at all. I think that conservatives feel profound loyalty to the Republic.
And in fact, I'll even tell you another reason why you shouldn't pledge and no one should. Educated socialists who know what I'm telling you laugh quietly inside at conservatives who say the pledge, because they know, some of them know the history of the pledge, and they think, and they know that most people, including most conservatives, don't know the history of the pledge. They think it's funny that people have been duped into saying the socialist pledge.
Wait, so you believe, let's try to get this straight. You believe that impressionable young minds, every morning in a public school near you, are getting warped because they are reciting the words, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands."
And remember the original salute, too. It was the origin of the Nazi salute.
Okay, so, but they don't. It's been a very long time since people have pledged allegiance holding out their hand in a gesture that says, "Here is my flag."
Yeah, but I'm drawing the analogy. What did you think about the National Socialist German Workers' Party? Because I'm telling you that we were doing the same thing three decades before. What would you say about what the National Socialist German Workers' Party did to kids in their government schools? We did it three decades before.
But you see, the point is the National Socialist Party can go ahead and grab an American symbol. And by the way, I don't know if you're right about that or not. I think it's irrelevant, however, because, for instance, the American Communist Party, which you and I would also agree was a malevolent, horrible institution, the American Communist Party seized on Abraham Lincoln as a symbol for them, and they created the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, and they celebrated Lincoln Day, and they honored Lincoln. Now, does that mean that all of a sudden we shouldn't honor Lincoln? Are you going to give them possession of Lincoln? That's like you're trying to give the Nazis possession of the pledge.
Well, I would add that a lot of people also forget that the National Socialist German Workers' Party was allies with the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics when they invaded Poland in 1939 under a pact to divide up Europe.
Yeah, they were allies for about 2 years. And
well, they were, you know, the contest.
The non-aggression pact was August of 39, and then he invaded Russia in June of 41.
Yeah, well, exactly. Ideas have consequences. The Bellamy socialist ideas influenced people all over the planet the same way that the same people in the People's Republic of China with 35 million dead were influenced as were the Union of Soviet Socialists.
Okay, if you share Rex Curry's concerns about the Pledge of Allegiance, or if you think Rex Curry is all wet, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. When he comes back, we'll find out about any progress in his efforts to scrap the pledge.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
2:17, and we're coming right back on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Be safe online. Ironclad protection for your computer.
We always use Norton antivirus on our computer, but then I read an industry study that rated BeSafe Online's antivirus protection to be the best out there, so we thought we'd try it. And their spam product is fantastic.
A recent industry study rated BeSafe Online's antivirus protection as being more effective than Norton or McAfee. And in addition to antivirus protection, you also get intrusion protection, pop-up killer, spyware killer, America's premier spam blocker, and number one internet filter, all for less than 20 cents a day. You can download in about 5 minutes.
10 times faster than the other guys.
It's easier to use, it's faster, it's better, and no more junk mail. BeSafe Online is total computer protection.
Protect innocent minds with filtering rated number one by Newman Magazine.
Protect your computer from deadly viruses.
Protect yourself from hackers.
And get rid of the spam.
Try it for 10 days. If you don't like it, you pay nothing. Get it all at BeSafe.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Drowning in debt. You know, I don't know who came up with that phrase, but they sure nailed it, didn't they? Hi, this is Mark Glazier at Harvest Financial. At Harvest Financial, we understand exactly how it feels to be over your head in bills and credit cards. In fact, there's not a day that goes by here at Harvest that we don't pull somebody in from the deep end. If you have equity in your home, and most people do these days, we can probably get you the help you need by restructuring your existing debt into one lower monthly payment. Even if you have credit problems and others have turned you down, call us. Give us 5 minutes to listen to your story and then see what we can do for you. Chances are we can get you the loan you need, get you back safe to shore, and help you rebuild your financial house on good, solid ground. Call us today at 1-888-600-7757. That's 1-888-600-7757. Harvest Financial. We'll get you the help you need because we get it. Call 1-888-600-7757.
Licensed by the DRE.
Put the warmth of a hardwood floor in your home and save hundreds of dollars with free installation.
My hardwood floors are absolutely stunning. We're constantly receiving compliments on them.
Years ago, exquisite handcrafting skills were passed from father to son. Such tradition is rare today, except at David Allen Flooring. David Allen and his father still transform homes together, and you can have their skills for a limited time with free installation.
My floors look great, and I was shocked to find out that your price was less than half of the other estimates I'd gotten.
David Allen Flooring wants your home to be a showplace for their workmanship. So call by Friday for your estimate and get your new hardwood floor with free installation. Ask about 0% financing for 6 months. David Allen Flooring, 1-800-HARDWOOD. Boutique quality at warehouse prices. Call now, 1-800-HARDWOOD. 1-800-HARDWOOD.
Where are you?
Dennis Prager, mornings 9 to noon on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
On the Michael Medved Show, where we are proud to say every day, I am not a victim, we're talking to someone named Rex Curry. He's an attorney and an activist and a libertarian down in Tampa, Florida, who says we have all been victimized by a Nazi-like relic of our distant past called the Pledge of Allegiance, which he wants to get rid of. Before we go to our callers, some of whom agree with you, some of whom disagree with you, Mr. Curry, let me ask you quickly, who'd you vote for President of the United States?
Michael Bednarik.
I see. So you were one of the four dozen few and proud people who voted for the losertarian candidate.
Well, I was the one that didn't waste my vote voting for government that is twice as big as it was under Clinton. Yeah,
I see. Well, I'm very glad now that you're using all of your time and energy for another important libertarian cause, striking out against the Pledge of Allegiance. 1-800-955-1776. Let's go to Michael in Tacoma. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Rex Curry.
Michael, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I'm calling as, I guess, one lawyer to talk to another lawyer and to talk to a former Yale law student. And hopefully we won't have too much of a law discussion here. But I want to point out that what this individual wrote to the Pledge of Allegiance believed 100 years ago and what people knew of him 100 years ago has no impact on what we believe and think about the Pledge of Allegiance today. The fact that children are not being taught something in school does not mean that they're being indoctrinated. They're fundamentally not being indoctrinated about the Nazi past of this man because they're not being told about him. Therefore, they can't know that it has alleged Nazi roots. And furthermore, as a final point, Thomas Jefferson was a slaveholder, and yet he wrote magnificent things in the Constitution about individual rights and in the Bill of Rights. And I guess I just don't see the connection between what a man thought 100 years ago and what we think about what he wrote that is part of our national heritage today.
Mr. Carey?
Yes. I think he's completely wrong. Occasionally you'll read newspaper articles about what kids think and high schoolers think, and as you know, they're massively socialistic. So it's a complete success for Francis Bellamy in that regard. Of course, we also have almost a government monopoly of schools, which is what he was trying to achieve. You know that the kids in these schools think like socialists. They do not think like libertarians or people who even want to cut taxes and cut government. That's what he has achieved, and that is the relationship. Whether they ever actually tie it into the author of the pledge or not.
Okay, help me with this, Rex Curry. Just Michael, thanks for your call. Great call from Tacoma.
Thank you.
Rex Curry, help me understand with the actual text of the Pledge of Allegiance, particularly as it's been amended, and it's been amended twice, including the insertion of the term under God, which I'm sure you also object to. But what is it about the Pledge of Allegiance that you think smacks of socialism? Is it the phrase one nation indivisible? Is it the phrase with liberty and justice for all? What is it?
Well, as I just said, when any socialist says with liberty or justice for all, he's telling you he wants to rob you and enslave you. And of course, you also cannot separate the pledge from the bigger issue, which led to the phrase remove the pledge from the flag, remove flags from schools, remove schools from government, is also the circumstances. You have kids who are in military formation, originally starting with a military salute, is how it started, which then extended out into the Nazi National Socialist salute. They do it every morning, every day, at the ring of a bell, a government bell, and a government school, like Pavlov's lapdogs of the state.
So all right, let's go to Dennis in Kyle, Texas. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Rex Curry. So we'll go to Dave in West Bloomfield, Michigan, very near where I'm going for a book signing for Right Turns this Thursday night. That would be the night after tomorrow in Novi, Michigan. Dave, you're on the Michael Medved Show, WDTK.
Hi. I wanted to say first I followed the great example of Dr. John Hospers, the founder of the Libertarian Party, and voted for George W. Bush.
Oh, good.
And I just think your guest makes libertarians sort of look foolish, like we're all tinfoil hat wearing, you know,
well,
living in dark
bacon. They're not laughing at me. They're laughing at you.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and why exactly are socialists laughing at Dave in West Bloomfield, Michigan?
Educated socialists, some of them know the history of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Take off the tinfoil hat and live today. Live in the present day, okay?
They think it's amusing to see people who think that they are not socialists who have been duped into saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right, thanks for your call very much, Dave. Let's go to Donna in Kyle, Texas. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, sir. Hello, how are you today?
Very well indeed.
Well, this man that you're talking to right now, he kind of scares me because he's talking about socialists, but yet he's a libertarian, and he's wanting us to think the way that he thinks, but yet he don't want us to think the way the socialists think. Everybody wants us to think the way everybody else thinks, and nobody wants to walk around thinking for themselves. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I said the Pledge of Allegiance, and I am not a Nazi. My son's in the Marine Corps right now protecting him, you, and everybody so that we can get on this radio station and say these things.
Well, God bless
your
son.
You don't want to cut the size and scope of government? You don't think it's big enough yet?
No, sir. I think government's too big as it is, okay? But
you
I'm not a libertarian.
The socialist
but I'm going to tell you something. It's one more way for the left to take our God away from us, to take our rights away from us, and I'm getting really sick and tired of it. Every time
no,
they go
I'm the one
and
who opposes
something.
Government schools, not you.
No,
so I'm the one
me.
Who wants you to make decisions and run your own life and send your kids to schools that you choose.
Listen, sir, there's a lot of people out there that cannot afford private schools, so they have to send their children to government schools.
Not at all. This is exactly the same thing that happened with churches. If you were to say to me, well, what would if we had the government run all the churches, and I said, let's not have the government run the churches, and you said, well, what are the poor people going to do for churches? And I'd say, they're not going to have any problem.
Okay, well, I need to say something about that. The First Amendment says that the government will make no laws pertaining to religion, and that has been run over so much
exactly.
by the lawmakers that it's not even funny.
They should add education to that. The government yep. should not be involved in the establishment of religion or education.
It's interesting. I mean, given your concerns about socialism, you are perfectly comfortable. I assume that you think there should be no compulsory education either, right? That anybody, any parent who wants to send a child to go out and work starting at age 7 should be allowed to do that.
Exactly, and I'll tell you what
there
else
we
I
go.
Don't have a problem with. Your caller, if she wants to, can get up every morning at the crack of dawn, gather with her like-minded neighbors, and say the Pledge of Allegiance as much as she wants.
Yeah, but
guess
the problem the problem is that,
that she that doesn't do that.
Your vision of this republic involves a republic that will very quickly lose its national identity. And nationalism, I know you hate it, but it is important, and it is necessary for the survival of any of the liberties that you or I care about. We'll talk about that and more with Rex Curry, who wants to scrap public schools, scrap the pledge, and scrap, we'll find out what else coming up.
Your daily dose of debate.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I almost never agree with you.
The Michael Medved Show.
Where your opinion counts. News Talk 870 KRLA. Up to the minute news.
KRLA News Time, 2:30. Price is still rising. I'm Steve Counts in the KRLA News Center. Gas prices are expected to reach a record high by this spring. The Energy Department predicts the national monthly average will reach $2.15 a gallon. The jury in the Van Nuys murder trial of actor Robert Blake continues its deliberations. Russ Spears reports.
The jury in the Robert Blake murder trial has broken for lunch without reaching a verdict, and this their second full day of deliberations. They'll have to decide if Robert Blake is guilty of killing his wife, Bonnie Bakley, and also if he's enlisted two other people to commit the crime as well. In Van Nuys, I'm Russ Spears.
In KRLA Sports, the Lakers host the Clippers tonight at Staples Center. 7:30 tip-off on Wall Street. The Dow closed down 24, NASDAQ closed down 17. KRLA Southland weather, mostly clear in the evening, patchy low clouds and fog later, lows in the mid-50s, now 69 in Malibu, 66 in Seal Beach. News brought to you by Pep Boys. Don't miss Pep Boys' grand reopening with huge savings throughout the store. Save big on Razor scooters like a 100-watt scooter for just $59 after mail-in rebate. Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more. I'm Steve Counts. KRLA's Laura Ingram takes on Hollywood at the LA Hard Rock Cafe in the Beverly Center. Join Laura for a meet and greet this Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 7:30.
Brought to you by Alan Kay and Barry Kay Associates. For your insurance planning needs, 800-662-LIFE. 1-800-662-LIFE.
Info to go on News Talk 870 KRLA.
See Laura Ingraham live in a rare Southern California appearance Thursday, March 10th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hard Rock Cafe Beverly Center. The first 50 guests at this free event receive a special prize. And don't miss the KRLA Health Fair, hosted by the Herbal Pharmacist, Sunday, March 13th at the LAX Hilton from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The first 300 people get a free gift bag loaded with goodies. For more info to go, go to www.krla870.com.
She rocks you every morning from 6 to 9.
Streisand, beware, I'm coming back to town.
Now she's coming to the Hard Rock Cafe to rock the Hollywood elites.
Come on, who's more entertaining, Hollywood or the Laura Ingraham Show?
Join News Talk 870 KRLA and Laura Ingraham Thursday, March 10th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. as she makes a special live appearance at LA's Hard Rock Cafe. Hollywood will never be the same.
I've had Lexuses, and I've had four of them since 1992.
Mark is a veteran Lexus driver who recently gave his business over to Vista Lexus. Why?
They got the best price.
But it can't be just as simple as price, can it?
And frankly, they were very accommodating. Yeah, they really were.
For instance?
Because of the people, because of the service, and frankly, the knowledge of the cars. I mean, I had to ask some questions about other competing cars, and they knew what the answers were, as opposed to saying, well, I'm not familiar with that car. They actually did a comparison and explained to me why my car was a better buy.
So at Vista Lexus, they know their stuff. They're accommodating and they have the best price. What is Mark's recommendation for anyone who's in the market for a new luxury car?
I'd recommend for somebody else what I did for myself, which is to go there.
Your luxury value is Vista. Vista Lexus in Woodland Hills off the 101 freeway, Canoga exit.
Go to Vista Lexus first and give them every opportunity to make the sale.
In Woodland Hills, just off the 101 freeway at the Canoga exit. Vista Lexus.
Once you've had softened, purified water in your home, you'll never want to live without it again. Dennis Prager here. I've noticed when people come over, they actually often comment on what I now take for granted, the water. Your soups, coffees, everything tastes better. We don't have the water spots around the shower and fixtures. Overnight guests notice the difference in their skin and their hair. And I don't take for granted the peace of mind knowing that we're drinking and showering in fresh, clean water every day. Without shelling out for gallons of pricey bottled water, by the way. Just having equally delicious, if not more delicious water, the best water, just at the tap. And no more hassle. Aqua Solutions is the standard in my home. Even the president of Salem Communications took my advice and bought the same system that I bought. That's right, bought. I want you to know that. And you should too. At least invite them over for a visit. Call 1-800-PURE-WATER, 1-800-PURE-WATER. Water quality isn't getting any better. 1-800-PURE-WATER, Aqua Solutions.
News Talk 870. KRLA. Where your opinion counts.
On the Michael Medved Show, 34 minutes past the hour, your daily dose of debate, debating right now with Rex Curry, libertarian lawyer and activist who wants to get rid of government schools and the Pledge of Allegiance. I take it you'd also oppose legislation, which is on the books in many states, that schools that take any kind of state funding at all are required to actually fly the flag. I imagine you'd be opposed to that.
Well, of course, the goal is to get the government out of education entirely, reverse what Francis Bellamy did. One of my favorite emails that I get is to Rex at rexcurry.net is...
There you go.
They'll say, I will never pledge again. And other people write in furious when they find out they've been lied to their entire lives, never seen a photo, never heard anything about this, and they're just happy that I finally told them about it.
Yeah, what a relief. Let's go to Carlton in San Jose, California, listening to us on KNTS. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Rex, this reminds me of about 30 years ago, during the 60s, I read that the peace symbol, that really means the devil's horns. I've been wondering ever since then, do people believe that by doing something symbolic, even though you're not aware of that symbology, but somebody else says it's a symbol, is that somehow hurting you, like these children, if they don't know it has anything to do with Nazism? Are you saying somehow it's hurting them? Were they promoting Nazism?
What are you doing, pretending that Francis Bellamy didn't believe what he believed and what I'm saying wasn't part of what was about?
If nobody knows that, the children don't know that, is that somehow empowering Bellamy or Nazism or, you know?
Well, what do you think about restoring the original salute? You don't have any problem with that, do you?
Well, actually, I have wondered myself, what does it mean to pledge allegiance to a flag? You know, I've wondered about that. I really don't understand that. But I don't know about this idea of the symbology. It just sounds like that a lot, that you're tied up with that symbology.
Well, again, any symbols of America, I mean, you could say that the eagle is a terrible symbol for this country because it's a predator bird. It eats other animals. Sometimes gets picked on, as we see from eagles around our house, by crows. You see, that's the point. You've been unable, Mr. Curry, despite persistent questioning, you've been unable to tell me what specific wordage in the Pledge of Allegiance you find so offensive. All you can refer to is the fact that it was written by Francis Bellamy.
But you try to misrepresent my position and pretend that the only thing we are talking about is the words, which I not only explained that to you, but you want to pretend that it has nothing else to do with our government, that is huge, enormous, outspending, anybody before it, greatly in debt, greatly socialistic, that our schools teach socialism, the conditions under which it happened, the philosophy about the Bellamys, both of them, everything to do with it, and you want to pretend that...
Do you believe that most educators are aware of Edward and Francis Bellamy, these two cousins from the 1890s?
Well, I'll tell you something else they're aware of, the NEA. Did you know that Francis Bellamy was involved with the NEA? National Educational Association?
Yes, I did, actually. And Francis Bellamy also lost his pulpit. He used to be, I believe, a Baptist pastor.
But he also printed a magazine called The Nationalist Magazine, and the organization that printed The Nationalist Magazine for his National Socialism was the Nationalist Educational Association. And the only place you can see a picture
But guess what? Is there any reason to believe that his... Is there any reason to believe that that Nationalist Education Association was directly tied to today's National Education Association?
You've got to be kidding me.
Is there an organizational tie? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He used the NEA, the National Educational Association, to promote his socialist pledge.
I understand you say that, but where the origins of today's teachers' union, is it directly connected to Bellamy? No.
Yes,
thank you very much. Let's go to...
Yes, it is.
Okay, how is it connected?
I just told you he was in the National Educational Association, a leader in the organization, and used it to promote his national socialism through including the Pledge of Allegiance.
You had mentioned Nationalist Education Association. Was that the name of his organization?
That's the one that he used for the Nationalist Magazine, which was his propaganda organ.
Okay, you see, you're grinding this organ a little bit confusingly. I'd love to find out if somebody knows whether indeed there is a direct tie between Francis Bellamy and today's NEA, which is a loathsome organization in its own right. We'll be back talking to Rex Curry, libertarian activist who wants to scrap the pledge, and your calls.
The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com.
240, and I'm Michael Medved on News Talk 870 KRLA. The name you trust for indoor air purification for Airfix introduces a revolutionary new system, Natural Air. Get the latest technology at a revolutionary price, $299. Let me say that again, $299 for the new 4 Airfix Natural Air. 4 Airfix's new Natural Air treats homes up to 3,000 square feet with just one unit. Read the fine print on other so-called air purifiers and filters, and you'll need to buy several of their units to treat the same area as one 4 Airfix Natural Air. 4 Airfix's Natural Air system is the solution if you suffer because of pet dander, tobacco smoke, cooking odors, and it's proven against mold and mildew, plus it helps reduce reduce household dust, and you'll never have to buy expensive filters. No complicated installation. Just unpack it and plug it in. It's that simple. The natural air is about the size of a shoebox and will allow you to breathe mountaintop fresh, pure air in just minutes. If high prices have kept you from protecting your family from the hazards of contaminated air, now is the time to act. Order 4AirFix's new natural air system today, risk-free with their 100% money-back guarantee. Call 1-877-4AirFix, and you'll receive free shipping when you mention my name, Medved. Call now, 1-877, the number 4-AIRFIX, or check them out at 4airfix.com. Attention, all business owners, corporations, partnerships, and sole proprietors. Are you having problems establishing credit for your business without a personal guarantee? Well, Nevada Corporate Headquarters helps thousands of businesses every year establish business credit. Credit cards, lines of credit, leases, even buying real estate, all without a personal guarantee. That's possible regardless of your personal credit history. Call Nevada Corporate Headquarters now and they'll send you a free copy of their newest book, The Insider's Guide to Establishing Corporate Credit. This book will help you learn how you can easily obtain credit cards, lines of credit, leases, even buying real estate, all without that personal guarantee. For a limited time, the first 25 callers that call 1-877-NCH-CORP will get this book absolutely free. Call 1-877-NCH-CORP. That's 1-877-NCH-CORP. 1-877-NCH-CORP. And tell them Michael Medved sent you to get your free book. 1-877-NCH-CORP.
You've been thinking about a garage sale, a whole weekend of hauling stuff out and putting it away and haggling about the price. Well, listen to this.
You can make money on eBay without doing any of the work. I'm David Smith from Auction Express. I can turn your dust into cash. That guitar that nobody uses anymore. A cell phone you've just replaced with a newer model. Call us at Auction Express. We'll pick up your items, then sell them on eBay for you and send you a check. It's that easy. You've got a house and a garage full of valuable items you no longer use that somebody else will pay money for. Computer monitors, collectibles, designer suitcases, copy machines, arcade games, coins, anything and everything. We pick up your items, give you a detailed receipt, photograph everything, then our Auction Express power sellers go to work to get you top dollar on eBay. It's money in your pocket. Call us now. 1-877-WE-AUCTION. Turn your dust into cash. Call 1-877-WE-AUCTION today.
Call Auction Express now at 1-877-WE-AUCTION. They pick up, auction off, and send you a check. 1-877-WE-AUCTION.
Folks, I am very impressed by Park Place Funding that I have now used twice personally. I have entrusted them totally with my loans, my home loans, and refinancing. They pride themselves in very friendly service. I actually get letters from people about how friendly and honest these people are, and that's why I place my name in their capable hands. They pay the points, they pay the fees. Park Place Funding will pay for the appraisal at loan completion. Nothing is added to your loan balance. Interest rates are still low, and with Park Place Funding's interest rate reduction plan, they can save you money. They offer full real estate service. They will go to you at your home or at your work. They bring everything to you. Phone number 866-3-NO-COST or 866-366-2678. The value is in the relationship, Park Place Funding. I use them. I commend them. I stand by them. 866-3-NO-CALL.
Where your opinion counts.
Hugh Hewitt.
Afternoons 3 to 6. On News Talk.
870 KRLA.
Where your opinion counts.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking to Rex Curry. He is an attorney and an activist, libertarian activist, that's with a large L, in Tampa, Florida. He is on a current jihad against the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Curry, quick question. Do you believe that nationalism, flag-waving, an attitude of rah-rah America is a good thing? And if you do, what's wrong with teaching nationalism to our kids?
No, I don't think so. And I was wondering if you're on a jihad for the pledge. You seem to think it's meaningless. So do you think?
No. I just first of all, just answer my question. Do you think nationalism is not a good thing?
Yeah, I said no.
Okay, nationalism's a negative.
Right. Exactly. We need
all right.
to decentralize, cut the federal government. It's too big. You agree with me usually, but for some reason you.
No, I agree with you about cutting the federal government, but I think patriotism and a visceral, deep, passionate commitment to America and to the Republic is a very positive thing that ought to be encouraged among school children.
That's why I asked you whether you thought the pledge should actually be government elected officials pledging to honor our individual rights while we were seated.
Well, they do take oaths to defend the Constitution, sir. Let's go to Gail in Strongsville, Ohio, WHK Radio. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Gail.
Mr. Curry, do you by any chance celebrate, like, Christmas or Easter?
I'll tell you what, I bet you've never seen a picture of the original pledge at rexcurry.net.
Oh, wait just a minute. Do by any
okay,
chance...
Wait, Mr. Curry, no more mentioning of rexcurry.net. You've done it three times. That's enough. Now, how about answering her question?
No, I'm not going to answer it. It's completely irrelevant.
Probably because you know where I'm going. And, Michael, you have brought this up on your show, I believe, at least one or two times. I happen to be a Christian, and I do celebrate both those holidays. They do have historical roots with some kind of pagan, festival, whatever. Well, you know what? I got over that. I really don't care. We kind of took it over, and now it means what we want it to mean. And that's kind
of... Which is a government that outspends Clinton by...
Oh, stop it! She's not talking about the government. Just listen for a moment. She's making a great point. And by the way, I want to send you a copy of Right Turns, Gail. Because...
I wanted that book so bad.
You're going to get one, because her point is excellent. Let me try... Listen carefully, Mr. Curry. And then maybe you can respond to this. She's making a great point, which is that the date of December 25th for Christmas, most scholars, including most devoutly Christian scholars, will agree that that date, which isn't mentioned anywhere in the Gospels, was probably picked to line it up with the birthday of Mithras, who was a Persian deity. It was to line it up with the Saturnalia, which was a Roman celebration. So the fact that there may be some origins that are questionable, shady, to the December 25th date with which most people celebrate the birthday of Jesus, does that mean that people shouldn't celebrate it?
No, I understood her completely before she even got through answering it. That's why I said, what do you believe about socialism and the government? Because my bet is you voted for somebody who's outspending Clinton by double in social spending alone. You support government schools, as Bellamy did.
Your fixation on Francis Bellamy and on today's Libertarian Party doesn't want to allow you to see the force of Gail's excellent analogy. Gail, stay on the line, and we'll get you that book. Let's go to David in Tucson, KVOI, AM 690. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thanks. I actually have one quick question, then a comment, if that's okay. The first question is there any way that the oath could be altered, amended, changed in any way that would make it amenable to you, to make it attractive to you to pledge allegiance to our country?
No, I already covered that. I think it would make more sense to have elected government officials and teachers reciting a pledge to respect the individual rights.
Okay, what about a pledge for school children? Or do you just don't reject that idea?
And the whole point is that we've already gone over this. That's why the government should not be involved in education. Then if you want to get up every morning or send your kids the goose step or whatever, that's your problem.
All right. Appreciate your call, David. Well, a good question. Let's go to Jan in Boston, WTTT. You're on the Michael... Jim in Boston, WTTT. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Oh, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Michael, I agree with Rex Curry in getting rid of public schools, but for precisely the opposite reason. Precisely because most public education today is against... It's anti-nationalism, and it's against the government. So I think I would... favor getting rid of public schools, like I say, precisely because the NEA and most public schools are against nationalism.
Well, that's why the government is shrinking. I see.
Well, wait. The point is, I think that I would agree with James that I think that there is a great deal of opposition to our republic and to Americanism on the part of public schools. But what would you do, Jim, about educating people who may not have easy access to private schools?
Well, I was school vouchers. I mean, they're spending about $11,000 or $12,000 per student to go to school.
Yeah, but the problem is that there are certain kinds of kids, particularly special needs kids, where it's going to be very, very tough to educate them at the same cost that it would take you to educate normal kids.
Receive extra subsidy, and a lot of students could probably be educated for less than $11,000 or $12,000 a year.
And I venture to say
you're right, but if you start giving people extra subsidy based upon who they are and where they live, I think you're running into all kinds of problems. We do need a voucher system, but we're going to maintain, I think, some kinds of government schools in this country. We'll be right back with Rex Curry and more of your calls coming up.
America, get ready. It's time for Michael Medved's Eye on Entertainment.
I'm Michael Medved, and this is Eye on Entertainment. The Motorcycle Diaries, new on DVD, tells the true story of an epic South American road trip 50 years ago.
The plan, 5,000 miles in 4 months. The goal, to explore a continent they had only known in books.
This acclaimed Spanish-language import presents a serious dilemma for any thoughtful moviegoers. While vividly dramatizing the adventures of a pair of Argentine doctors in training, in 1951, it shamelessly glamorizes one of those students, Che Guevara, who grew up to be a murderous, revolutionary communist thug. At the same time, the movie unforgettably captures the adolescent exhilaration of two impressionable kids exploring the fascinating continent of South America on a motorcycle and makes you an intimate partner in their funny, earthy, and touching experiences. Rated R for intense sexual content. 3 stars for the politically questionable but cinematically excellent Motorcycle Diaries. That's a wrap. I'm Michael Medved for Eye on Entertainment.
Go to MichaelMedved.com for more movie reviews.
Great. I'm ready. Let's go.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
News Talk 870 KRLA.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I'm a big believer in clean living. That's why if you own a bagless vacuum, I suggest you give it the old heave-ho and replace it with something much more sanitary. My new 8-pound Orrick XL Squared. There's no nice way to put it. Bagless vacuums are dirty. Empty one and the dirt goes on your hands and back into the room you've just cleaned, and who knows what you end up breathing in. My new Orrick XL was designed to be the most sanitary vacuum you can buy. It's hypoallergenic and uses triple-walled disposable dust bags that lock the dirt in. You never come in contact with dirt, even when changing the bags. I'm not asking you to buy my new super sanitary 8-pound Orrick XL. Just try it free for 30 days. It won't cost you a dime. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still insist on a bagless, do yourself a favor and empty it outside.
The Michael Medved Show is brought to you by Sit and Sleep.
We wanted to buy a house, but had credit problems. The bank said no. Then we called Crest Mortgage, and we were approved for a loan right over the phone.
Are you tired of hearing no? Then call the professionals at Crest Mortgage, who love to say yes. Take 3 minutes right now and call Crest at 1-800-630-1350. 3 minutes, that's all, at 1-800-630-1350.
I couldn't verify my income. The bank said no, but Crest said yes.
Crest Mortgage is a lender and offers you rates as low as 1.95%. That's 1.95%. You hear stories that rates are rising. It doesn't matter to Crest Mortgage Company. Call now at 1-800-630-1350. 1-800-630-1350. Get the home you want or the cash you need at Crest Mortgage. 1-800-630-1350. And remember, Crest is the best. 1.95 rate with APR fully indexed, as low as 4.98. Restrictions apply. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, 01359027.
So you finally decided to replace your old garage door. You called your local big box home improvement store. Got the runaround, got a high price quote, got extra charges. Hi, I'm Dwight Esnard, owner of Mesa Garage Doors, one of Southern California's oldest and largest garage door installers. Right now, Mesa can install an American-made, quality, Millennium Garage Door for only $4.99. Millennium Garage Doors with a unique sculpted raised panel, embossed wood grain texture in your choice of colors. All this only $4.99. Plus, we'll even pay your sales tax and take away your old door. Call Mesa today, 888-926-9900. That's 888-926-9900. It's Mesa for personal service and low prices that you won't find at a big box home improvement store. Call Mesa now for a free home estimate. 888-926-9900. That's 888-926-9900.
News Talk 870. KRLA. Where your opinion counts.
Mm-hmm.
edition of the Michael Medved Show, sponsored by Manhattan West, a Skyline Funding company. Call 866-304-WEST.
55 minutes past the hour on the Michael Medved Show, broadcasting today, second day in a row, from Amarillo, Texas, from the glamorous studios of KGNC. Our great 10,000-watt voice of the Texas Panhandle right here in Amarillo. And look forward to meeting a lot of listeners tonight at the event at 7 o'clock for Worth the Wait, which is a charity, a program very much worth benefiting. You can find out about this event, 7 o'clock tonight, if you live in the Texas Panhandle, at michaelmedved.com. We're speaking with Rex Curry, a libertarian activist who wants to scrap the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's go to James in Marietta, Georgia, listening to us on WGKA. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Rex Curry.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Sure.
My question is, let's hypothesize a scenario. Let's say that Mr. Curry gets his wish and kids are no longer required to say the pledge. What sort of changes, if any, does he expect? Is he just happy with the fact that it's no longer required, or does he think there'll be some other societal type changes that might result?
Go ahead, Mr. Curry, quickly.
It would be exactly the same as if the government had also taken over all churches when the schools were taken over, and then I said to you, let's get rid of government churches. And then you said the same thing to me that you just asked me, and I'd say, well, we'd have churches like we have today. And I would say the same thing. We'd have schools the same way, the same variety, the same cheapness, the same ability to get in as we do churches today. It would be wonderful. People would be much smarter.
Right, absolutely. Cheaper. Let's go to Tom in Louisville on WGTK. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Mike. Thanks.
Sure.
A caller called in earlier and said he kind of was on your side, and but couldn't understand why we say allegiance to the flag, but obviously didn't know the second line of that. But anybody who doesn't think that it's just a symbol and that's it, I turn on the TV all the time and I see people dancing in the streets and they burn the flag. Do they actually think they're just burning a flag, or their real intention is they're burning the republic for which it stands for? And that's exactly what the pledge is all about.
Right.
And anybody who's an American that can see that on TV and not feel the little bit of anger when they see that flag being burned is directly proportionate to what that flag's all about.
Well, is missing something in the way of nationalism, which is important to this country. Rex Curry, I appreciate your coming on the show. You have performed a great public service and helping to illustrate to people just how marginal and pathetic and truly disgraceful the Libertarian Party has become. It really is not an ornament in any way to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
870 KRLA.
You know you need a living trust, just with real estate values at all.